the Sefer of his Talmidim, the seventh Perek. In the old printing, we're on page Ayin Aleph. In the new printing, we're on page Samach Beis in the bottom. We were speaking about how a person, there's a time and a place for everything. A person should realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the person that gives us Parnasa, and that, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the force of all Parnasa. And it's not from the umnis, it's not even from the ishtadlus. There's a beautiful mashal from the Chavetz Chaim, the Hegel Chavetz Chaim, speaking about Parnasa. There's a mashal about a person who was walking from town to town, and he was carrying his heavy sack over his shoulder. And a carriage comes roaring by, and as the carriage passes him, it stops a few feet ahead and waits for him to catch up. And the owner of the carriage peeks his head out of the window and says to him, "Sir, where are you going?" He said, "I'm just going to the next town." He said, "Would you like me to give you a ride?" He said, "That's so kind of you." And he was like, you know, thanking him, like, "You know, I really appreciate it. I'm so tired. You know, it's such a long walk." And anyway, he gets into the carriage, and he's sitting there, you know, with his bag over his shoulder. And after a couple of minutes, the owner of the carriage says to him, "You know, you could put your bag down." So he said to him, he says, "Sir, you're so nice to that you should, you know, carry me. You should have to carry my bag also." So he said, "To me, it doesn't make a difference, you know." So the Chavetz Chaim, you know, we rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu for so many things. When it comes to Parnasa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I gotta take care of myself, you know. So it's like it's not, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's the same thing. You can take care of our Parnasa also, you know. We don't have to, you know, carry that, you know, think that we're carrying that on our own. So that's what we're speaking about. But still, a person does that ishtalos in the right time. But as long as possible, a person should try to stay in yeshiva. So here we are, Samach Beis. Aval im chas v'sholom. Hayu lecha menios chazokos kol kach shelo yochalta amoid behem v'lo yocholta lishar ben Torah bilvad. If it got to a situation where it was not possible, a person can't stay any longer in yeshiva. That happens. Speaks about on the bottom. He says what happens if a person's parents are very old, they're very weak, and they can't support him. He has to go out. There are times a person is going to have to leave yeshiva. Chas v'shalom. If a person finds himself in that situation, what should he do? Im chas v'shalom ne'enasto la'azoy ves yeshiva. Very big stress on that word. Ne'enasto means you were an oynes. You felt that you had no choice. You had to leave yeshiva. There's sometimes people that they're running to leave yeshiva. Those people are in serious trouble. But a person that feels he wants to stay in yeshiva, he understands that this is what is important in life. But you know, I don't have a choice. I feel I don't have a choice. I'm an oynes. Lazov is yeshiva. V'lotzeis lashuk lamischor. He's going to go out to the market to do business. V'malocha and work ba'oidcha bachor when he's still a bachor. That's the asterisk. He says, for example, someone's parents are weak. Rachman alitzlan. Gam oz. Then also, each person should not give up. From being a yid with your entire heart, with a full heart. Do not forsake HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dano, you have to know the truth. Koshim me'elu. Bigger nisyonos that you face here in yeshiva, you're going to face out there. Sometimes, as difficult as you feel it is to like stay in yeshiva, you got some serious nisyonos going on out there. Chazak va'amoy behem. You have to know the enemy. You have to know the terrain. You have to know what you're up against. Chazak, be strong va'amoy behem. You could be oymen in it. But it's important to realize that a person can only be oymed ben nisayin if he's trying to get away from the nisayin, if he recognizes the nisayin and he recognizes the danger. Sometimes people, so they're very flippant about it, they're very callous about it. It's not, they don't take it seriously. If a person realizes there's tremendous dangers there, the nisayinus are huge. So then a person davens, we daven every day, Altuvienu lo lidei nisoyoin, lo lidei bizet, I want to stay away from nisoyinus. A person who's trying to stay away, he recognizes the danger, and then he's able to overcome, because he realizes what he's up against. But a person that's just walking, and it's like, he's oblivious. He doesn't have his guard up. He's not aware. So we have to realize this serious nisyonis. Be aware of that. And we should try to stay away from this nisyonis. But if you can't, kishor atzmecho b'Hashem, so then you have to tie yourself, bind yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'oz gam hu yeh imcha b'chol inyonecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be with you in all of your inyonim. Hashem will be with you the entire time. Lo yavor alecha yoyim b'loy Torah. A person shouldn't go through one day without Torah. Every single day a person should learn Torah. That's your connection. Hispalel alav me oimek limcha. Make sure your davening is from the oimek alev. A person's davening and it's sincere davening. That's keeping a kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shvoiches nafshecha lefanav. You should spill out your heart in front of Hashem. Bechol oifin shetirtzeh. He's about to give us something to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Words that a person can say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If this is the way you want to daven, great. In Ba'ifanach, you have another way of davening. A person has to learn what is davening means. It's talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So much of our davening just is, it's just a mantra. They're just words that we know we have to repeat. It doesn't mean anything to us. But a person has to learn to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And davening, a part of davening is expressing yourself. Many of us don't find expression in the words of Chazal, sometimes because we don't know what they mean. So we never even really davened. If a person ever said to Hashem something like, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, can you please make it a great day? That's davening. That's real davening. When a person just says a lot of words, you come poor, we don't know what in the world he's talking about. That's not really davening. That's maybe service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's not real tefillah. Tefillah is spilling your heart to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vein b'dibur, vein b'hira lev, where the person's doing it and he's actually speaking what he's thinking. Or it's just the thoughts of his heart. Tachshoif. This is his version of a tefillah. Ona Hashem, b'lichen kloyes b'lev, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know what's going on inside of every person, you know what's going on deep down in him, in his heart, atu yodea, ki lo b'mered, lo b'malchas, v'sholom, azavti es Talmud, toyroscha. I didn't leave the Torah because I wanted to rebel, because I was running away. That's not why I did it. V'yotzasi lasuk b'divrei olam, and I went out to engage in the things of this world. V'lo b'zodon yotzasi me'olam ha'emes. It wasn't intentionally that I left Olam HaEmes, the Olam, the real world, El Olam Shel Hevel. Sometimes people speak about leaving yeshiva, and they talk about it's time to go out to the real world. So I just want you to know that I take offense to that statement, as does the Pius Etzna. Yotzasa me Olam HaEmes, this is the real world right here. Out there is Olam Shel Hevel, is the Olam of Sheker. This is where the real world is. Sometimes you have to go out to the fake world, to the crazy world, to the world of nothingness. But I didn't do it on purpose. It's not that I'm looking for that. The person that says you have to go out to the real world is basically saying, what you're living is like a fairy tale, it's like a fantasy, it's like not real. And then, you know, you don't really belong there. It's not a place where a person belongs. That's not true. This is where we belong. But, you know, sometimes you have no choice. We have to leave. Lo bezadon yotzasi me'olam ha'emes olam ha'shel hevel. Yodea ata es kol ha'inuyim asher his anesi b'hem. You know all of the difficulties that I went through. It's called tlos ha'shem atzasani, and all of the things I went through that came upon me. Ad she'nishbar koichi v'nidcha ruchi v'ne'anasti lotzeis l'vakish parnasa. You know, I feel like I can't continue anymore without getting parnasa. I need it. It's something that's necessary. I recognize that it's a necessary, we're going to call it evil. I feel like I want to be in yeshiva, but I have no choice. I feel like I'm being chased out. I feel like I'm being forced out. Trying to stay in yeshiva. That's what a person says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Aval Hashem gam ato chas v'shalom in any oizev oischa. Even now, also now, ato in any oizev oischa. I'm not leaving you, Hashem. Lo es toiroscha v'las avodoscha k'doisha. I left maybe the walls of yeshiva, but I have not left the Torah. I have not left Hashem's avoida. Gam ato, also now, ani mispalal elecha. I'm still davening to you. V'loimed yoisim echolti. I'm learning more than I can. Some people that go out to work and they have this, like, you know, their daily dose, just, you know, just like whatever it might be, and that's it. It's like make them feel good. But he says the Rebbe, a person has to learn Yoiser Meicholti, more than what I'm capable of. Find a few extra minutes. Find a few extra seconds, whether it's in the car. A lot of times when I'm speaking to people and telling me how hard it is to find time to learn, it's amazing how you can find. I said, how do you get to work every day? I take the train. So what are you doing on the train? What are you doing on the train all the time? I'm relaxing. I'm reading the paper. I'm spacing out. I'm listening to music. So you could learn. If you can't read, you can listen to a shir. What are you doing in the car? What are you doing during your lunch break? What are you doing between Mincha Ma'ariv? You'd be shocked, you know, that how much time there really is. We spoke about this once before. Rabbi Saul Salanter said, someone asked Rabbi Saul Salanter, you know, if I only have 5 minutes, should I learn Musar or should I learn Gemara? He said, learn Musar, and you realize you have more than 5 minutes. Because the person has so much time that we just waste. And the person should find time that says, I'm learning more than what I'm capable of. I'm looking to steal moments to be able to learn. That's what a person says. V'chol tachlis machshavoy sayrak b'cho. And the whole time, I'm constantly focused only on you, Hashem. On Hashem. This is a Baal Bas. On Hashem, libi yifchad v'nafshi tispalitz. Said, my heart is afraid. And my nefesh is quaking. Kivso raka ani. I'm just a small, like a lost sheep. V'derech rochoik v'oyim l'fonai. I have a long way to go. I'm going into this world, and there's lots of things in this world that are trying to attack me. They're trying to damage me, trying to hurt me. There's animals that are predators, and they're trying to trap me. They're trying to tear me apart. I'm just like a lost little sheep. And Hashem, you're the shepherd. That is my entire hope. Noye kitzoy noisan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lead me in the right way. Kvoitcha, v'zeh kol chazki. This is my whole strength. Darko shel roya, the way of a shepherd. Kasher tis eseh achas menatzoin. He has hundreds of sheep, and one of them starts wandering off the wrong way. Biyar upoga bo ari, and he gets attacked by a lion. V'doiv and a bear latarfa to tear it up. Tifchad v'chol nafsha titzok. So that little shepsel, the little sheep, screams. V'yakshiv haroya, and the shepherd hears. Yemu rachama v'yochesh la'atzilo kol od ruach chayim ba'apo, and he runs after to save its life. That's the way of a shepherd. Ken gamani mekabel olai. Shekol darki harachoy kamusu bacha. The whole time, that is this whole difficult situation. My whole way, it's far and it's very confusing. I'm afraid I'm going to get lost in this world. Alecha etzak, I'm going to call out to you, Hashem. Ona Hashem hatzelos, Hashem save me. Va'ato tishma min ha-shamayim, Hashem, you listen from shamayim. V'tochish lo'ochazeni v'tzitzis roishi, I want you to grab me by my hair. Uve meisrei levavi, latzileni l'adricheni alecha, and pull me towards you. Push me in the right direction. Make corrections. Sometimes a Kodesh Baruch Hu has to make, knows you have a sheep that's wandering, you have to hit it to go in the right direction. In other words, a person's going out to work. He has to realize that he is going into grave danger. Grave danger. Now, a person has that attitude and approach. He says, realize that the only way is only if I stay connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I'm not talking about, you know, you do your daily dose of Torah, where you go, you know, and you sit there with your coffee and your Danish, and, you know, and you're like with everyone else. And we're talking about stay connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They feel like there's something that you're thinking about Hashem. You feel like a Kodesh Baruch Hu is your life. Not, you know, I have my job, I have my standing in the community, and also I got to make sure to keep my Hashem happy so I do my mitzvahs. Because or else not, maybe I'm not going to make my money. You know, he won't be nice to me. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is your life. The person does that, he says, Hashem, I'm going to keep calling out to you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to steer us in the right way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like a shepherd. You know, it's interesting. A lot of the manhigim of Klal Yisrael were shepherds. Moshe Rabbeinu was a shepherd. David HaMelech was a shepherd. Because to be a manhig, so you have to be worried about, even that you got like a lot of sheep, and you got this one, like, you know, guy that can't stay with the pack, and he keeps on like wandering off. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to bring him back. HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about every single one of us. The person feels like he's going to get lost in this world. Hashem still wants to maintain a relationship with you. Dvorim halalu yeh lenegdecha tamid. These things that we're saying should always stay in front of you. Al tisrachek mechaverucha harishoinim. This, I think, is the most important piece of advice that he's giving now for a person who leaves yeshiva, a person who goes to work, who goes to business. Al tisrachek mechaverecho harishonim. Do not distance yourself from your original group of friends. Shezochu lihishoyer batoyra kol hayom v'kol halayla. You have friends that are still in yeshiva. You should maintain a relationship with them. They still are breathing inside of them the air of Gan Eden and the Ruach, the spirit that comes from Kanfei Achayos of Fanam Esorfei Kel. They're in yeshiva. A person has to maintain and keep a relationship with his yeshiva, even if he's not in yeshiva anymore. I would tell someone, if a person asked me where he should move in America, he should move, live somewhere near a yeshiva. Should be able to daven in a yeshiva. Should be able to learn in a yeshiva. Even if he's not part of that yeshiva. Even if he's just going to daven there. You still feel like I'm part of a yeshiva. I'm still a yeshiva man who's working. I was debating once with a friend of mine. Is it better to be a yeshiva man who works or a bala bas who's kaveh itim ha-toira? Because he was working, half learning. So I said, he's the yeshiva man that works. He says, no, I want to be a balabas. It's kaveh itim ha-toira. I said, why do you want to be a balabas kaveh itim ha-toira? He said, because there's nothing special about yeshiva man who works. I mean, that's like, you know, that's derogatory. He's yeshiva man, but he works. But a balabas kaveh itim ha-toira. I mean, how many balabas kaveh itim ha-toira? So I want to be a balabas. But you should be a yeshiva man. I think I'm right. Because then you're still shaykh to a yeshiva. I'm a yeshiva man. I think like a yeshiva man. I dress like a yeshiva man. I daven like a yeshiva man. Part of my day, I have to work. What am I supposed to do? But if he's a balabas, who's kaveitim la-toira, so that just means he his whole life is a balabas. He grad learns. No, a person should remain connected to Torah. Tisroy imohem kepam bepam. You should get together with them. Ubefrat b'shabasas v'yamim tovim. V'tikva l'cha shir kavua b'chol yoyim la-toira. A person should have, time. A shir together with his friends that are in yeshiva, the people, you should still feel engaged, still people in the yeshiva world. Perhaps the most famous and perhaps the biggest tragedy of someone that was inspired but left in order, because he felt that he had to go out actually in order to do kiruv, was this week's parasha. Yisroi Chaisin Moshe. Yisrael was a very brave person, and he took the steps to come to be Megayer. And the pasuk says, "Vayelech loy el artzoy," and Yisrael went back. Vayelech loy el artzoy went back to Midian. Rashi says he wanted to go be Makar of his family, but he had no network, he had no support group, he had no yeshiva that he was affiliated with. And he left. And he never came back. Yisro maybe had good intentions. But if you don't stay connected to something, once you go out there, you're a sitting duck. And it's going to fall apart. That's what happened to Yisro. There's an entire religion with hundreds of thousands of people. They're called Druzim. They live here in Eretz Yisrael, many of them. They don't have their own country. But Druzim, they have a Navi. Their Navi's name is Yisro. It's a religion. Yisro has his own religion now. Because he went out there, he tried to make a car of people, it wasn't going, and then all of a sudden he got disillusioned, and then there you go. Now there's a new religion. We lost Yisro. Because he didn't stay connected. Sometimes we go out there, we expose ourselves, and we're not ready for that. We're not prepared for that. We need to have a support group. I remember one time, I used to live in 137 Mount Daphna, back in the day, and right behind Or Sameach. So one day I was, and I used to have a lot of Or Sameach Bachram over my house a lot. There's one boy who was, you know, he was 18 years old. He was just, you know, fresh, wet behind the ears, Baal Tshuva, you know. One Matzah Shabbos, I saw him all dressed up. I said, like, where are you going? He said, I'm going to Ben Yehuda. I said, what are you going to Ben Yehuda for? I go, you want to be Makarov people. Buddy, you're making a big mistake. He's like, what do you mean? I'm going to go get a friend. I said, you're Makarov. Whatever. Anyway. But that's not going to go. I mean, that's what, basically, it's that's like a watered-down version of what happened with Yisro. We need a support system. We need to stay connected with the yeshiva. We need to stay in the environment of the yeshiva as much as we can. A person that has to go out, whatever he has to go out, but stay connected. Don't just turn your back and leave and that's the end. Person should come back. Listen to this. He says it's important for a person to add on to Shabbos. It's a very interesting piece of advice. Should be moisif me'achol el kodesh. Right, Shabbos is technically 24, 25 hours, whatever it is. Should extend Shabbos a little bit. Be moisif me'achol el kodesh b'Shabbos yom tov. What's the reason for that? The Rebbe's saying is as follows. One day there's going to be a yom shakulei Shabbos. That's really what the world is really about, Shabbos. But, you know, we're not there yet. So we have choil. But are we embracing the choil? Or are we embracing the Shabbos, the Kodesh? Nitna Shabbos v'yom tovim liYisrael to be Isaac in Torah and Gemilas Chasin, to be Isaac in Torah. That's what the Chazal tell us. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us Torah. People can learn on Shabbos. Shabbos you can do mitzvahs. So, you know, comes the weekday, and, you know, your person's back to his job. But try to make a little bit more Shabbos. What does that do? That's showing Shabbos, I want to be Malava the Shabbos. Like Malava Malka. It's Shabbos, I'm going to miss you. I'm going to miss you, Shabbos. Shabbos is where I want to be. I wish I could have more Shabbos. Now, if we don't really understand what Shabbos is, if a Shabbos for us is just a day to read, you know, novels and to drink alcohol and things like that, so then there's nothing like special about Shabbos. Shabbos is embarrassing. Shabbos is just restricting. All it is I can't, you know, watch television on Shabbos. Then why should I want Shabbos? A person doesn't tap into what's beautiful about Shabbos and appreciate Shabbos. So then, you're right, there's nothing there. But a person realizes what Shabbos is about. Shabbos is a day to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shabbos is a day to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So then, you look forward to Shabbos. You don't want Shabbos to leave. First time I met Rabbi Zechariah Wallerstein, so he told us the following mashal. Because one time, there was a fellow who he had a daughter. And his daughter was of shidduch age, and he had a big problem because his daughter was extremely, extremely ugly. She was just impossibly ugly, and she was already in the, you know, officially, you know, on the block, on the market. Mamish no one wanted to go out with her, and it was getting to the point where he was just desperate to get a date for his daughter. So he called up his best friend and he said to him, Shlaimi, he said, I would never do this to you unless it was desperate, but I need you to have your son go on a date with my daughter. He said, you know, you have a son who's in Shidduchim, and I just need one date. I need my daughter to have a date. I need her to have something to talk about. There's something going on, you know? Just give me a date. You know what I mean? After that, I don't want... That's all I'm asking for. So, best friend asks him, says, okay. I'll tell my son he has a date. So, Shlomi has a date. You know, it's a blind date, basically, because, you know, his father said he's going out. Knocks on the door, comes in, meets the father-in-law. They're so excited, such nice people. Everything's great until the girl comes out and, like, bam! He's like, oh, my goodness. How in the world am I going to do this? He's like, I can't even look at her the whole time he's driving. He's like, I don't know how he's going to make it through the date. He has no idea. They sit down in the lobby, and he's trying to figure out what in the world. He's like, how's he going to make conversation over here? He says, I have a good idea. The waitress comes. Would you like drinks? She orders a Diet Sprite or water or whatever. He says, yeah, I'd like a scotch on the rocks. You know what? Make it 2 scotch on the rocks. So he's, you know, downs the scotch on the rocks, right? And he's, you know, like, he's getting a little bit more comfortable. And then he orders another scotch on the rocks. And then, you know, she doesn't even look so ugly anymore, you know. And then he's, you know, and he keeps drinking, and the conversation is just flowing, and they're having a good time together, and they had like a nice long date. Anyway, she drove him home. They get home. She comes home to her father, and she's like flying, the best date you could possibly imagine. He's geschmack, he's fun, he's great. It was like a home run. It's like everything is amazing. The father is like flying high. He calls his friend, Shlaim. He says, Shlaim, you know, my daughter said they went amazing. He says, I don't know, my son's still sleeping. I'll get back to you. And you know, the next morning, he goes to his son. He says, yeah, she said the date was amazing. So, are you kidding? I had to get stone drunk just to be able to look at her. That's called amazing. So Reb Zachariah wants to say, listen, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, look, I have a bride. My bride's name is Shabbos. She's so beautiful. She's so wonderful. Here, do you want to marry her? Boikala, boikala. Comes Kabbalah Shabbos. Boikala, boikala. Here's my bride. And you have to get drunk to be able to enjoy the kala? Do you know how embarrassing that is? Do you know how disgusting that is? You're telling me that my bride is so ugly that you can't even enjoy her when you're sober? You don't know. Then you know who you're, you don't know who this is. You can't appreciate her. You don't know what Shabbos is. If we can appreciate Shabbos, Shabbos is such a matana. Kodesh Baruch Hu calls it matana toiva. And Hashem is very high standards. Matana toiva. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, "I'm going to give you Shabbos." Appreciate Shabbos. You don't want Shabbos to leave. You're excited. You're a person. He's anxious for Shabbos. Then a person has that appreciation for Shabbos. Shabbos can give you enough ruchnius. It could give you enough of an injection, of infusion, of chius, that the entire week you could live off of that Shabbos. It's a big problem because in yeshivas, a lot of people don't know what Shabbos is. I have a good friend, Rav Avraham Moshe Freifeld. It's Rav Shlomo's son. Rav Shlomo Freifeld's son. He said, if I had a yeshiva, so my yeshiva would be one day a week. It would just be Shabbos. The rest of the time would all just be preparing for that one day of the week. But teach people how to enjoy Shabbos. Teach people what Shabbos is. The yeshivas, they have yeshiva 6 days a week. Shabbos, they're off. He says, if it was me, it would be the other way around. How could you not understand? How could you not appreciate Shabbos? You know what Shabbos is like in Tells? Tells is a little shtetl there in Belarus, I think in Lita. Tells had a was that there was a town, and there was the very famous Tells of Yeshiva. This is what Shabbos was like in Tells. Friday night in Tells. When we were in Tells, so we heard this Rav Gifter, who learned in Tells. This is his description of Tells. Friday night in Tells, 12 o'clock at night, the Beis Medrash is jam-packed with Balabatim. The Balabatim come to the shul, 12 o'clock at night, the Beis Medrash is packed. From 12 till 6 in the morning, there's a 6-hour Seder that they sit and learn Gemara B'Iyun. At 6, there's davening. After davening, they go to the Rosh Yeshiva's house. There's Kiddush, and he says shir for an hour and a half. The Rosh Yeshiva says shir to the Balabatim. And he said that they were screaming and yelling, the Balabatim are fighting with the Rosh Yeshiva. He said, and it even happened that the Balabatim would slug up the Rosh Yeshiva. The Balabatim were people, they were learning Torah. 6 hours straight Seder. Because that's where the heart was. They had to go to work because you have to support a family. But where their heart really was their Shabbos, was their opportunity to come back to what they understand is the real world. This is real. And a person that leaves yeshiva and doesn't stay connected, before he knows it, he becomes that guy. That, oh, you're in your bubble, you know, when are you going to come out to the real world? He becomes that, he gets sucked in. And that's the danger. Ba'atem bachurim. Sorry. B'chol shavua techakeloi, the whole week you should wait for Shabbos. Zeh yoim shavua eto mishtachrer. That's the day you're going to be freed. Min soin v'rasha gehenim. V'nichnas l'gan Eden. Shabbos is the day you can go into Gan Eden. You're freed from the shackles of Olam Hazeh. B'chol ha-Shabbos tilmud. B'chol Shabbos, you should talk and learning. T'daber divrei kodesh. With your good old friends, look in Musar, look in Chassidus Svarim, and you Talmidim that are still in the yeshiva, the ones that are still here, do not push him away. Have mercy, have compassion on this soul that he's been pushed underneath this hail of Borod Mitzrayim ve'esh mislakachas, and there's a burning fire b'toich ha'borod asher makas kol nefesh, that is wounding everyone. Asher lo yifla Hashem la'atzila. Kodesh Baruch Hu is not trying to save. This person is out there. He's out there in the elements. He's out there in such a dangerous place. Atem choisim b'tzel kanvi hashchina, and you are being protected in the tzel of the kanvi hashchina in the yeshiva. Korvu gam oisoy. You should bring him close. Kol oid shetiru sheliboy shalem im Hashem. As long as you see that he's still, his heart is still one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you see that he still knows that this is where he's supposed to be. You see that he still has not gotten confused. Umisgageya umatzav HaKadosh. And this is where he wants to be. He's yearning for this. V'yameisav imochem yachad b'gan Eden. That he should be able to sit with you. V'im takiru boy eizeh simen shel chimutz. If you see there's anything going wrong with him, you see that there's something that he's making mistakes, darbru itoy b'toivu benachas. Speak to him gently. Pam u'shtayim v'sholosh. Dvar meyotzim elibchem. Say something out of your heart. Say, listen, I'm worried about you. I see, you know, you're doing some stuff that's not so good. I want to talk to you about that. Aval im loy toyulu gam oz. But when you speak to him, it doesn't help. Rachaku oisoy. You got no choice. You have to push him away. The man loy tichov. You should not get burnt with him. How many times do people trying to be nice to their friends end up in places they don't belong, end up doing things they don't want to do, end up seeing things they don't want to see because I was trying to be nice to my friend? Gam atem besreifas nishmaso. You're going to end up getting burnt with his burning with ki af. Acher shakara es devareinu ad koi. Because even after we've read everything we've written, va'achas is harnu v'zeirzarnu, after we've warned you and we've been mezaris you, tzorachu nisim v'rachamim rabim shetishor Yehudi Ne'eman. He needs miracles and tremendous, tremendous compassion that he should remain er l'chayit. That's how dangerous it is out there. Have we warned him more than HaKadosh Baruch Hu warns? HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends the Neshama down to this world and says, be careful, it's a dangerous world. How many people have gotten lost? How many people have been drawn in? How many people are in the wrong place? It's a dangerous world out there. It's a reality. There's so many people out there. So few of us in here. A person has to be very careful. You know, there's sometimes you get lost in trying to figure out, you know, what's reality. We have to stay very clear. This is the real world. Where we are. This is the way life is supposed to be. A person goes out to the gas goes out to the street. If you don't stay connected with this, so then you're going to forget. and you're going to lose all of your priorities. You're going to lose everything, all your sensitivities, everything that you've accomplished. And that's the danger. That's why a person, as long as a person recognizes, says, I know it's dangerous. I know I want to be here. I can't. Then he has a shot. Then he has a chance. Okay, Rabbi, so we finished the parak. Beis Hashem, b'li nedar, we're going to continue, hopefully, next week with the next parak. One of the important things about the yeshiva is a chevra, is having people that being part of a chevra and feeling that you're all together and making strong connections. And that's what we're saying, even when a person's out of yeshiva, staying connected with your chevra from yeshiva keeps you still like feeling like you're part of a yeshiva and you're part of an olam ha-Torah. And it's a very important thing. We feel that the olam should try to connect with each other. Yeshiva should be one matzav of achdus. It's one of the things that we very much respect and we'd like to try to encourage. Anyway, so today's Baruch Hashem. You know, it says when a person makes a siyum, so it's a yom tov for him and for all of his friends. So today we're going through two different emotions. On the one hand, we have one of our dear friends, Yossi Jacobs, his grandfather's levayis today. We should only hear besuras tovus, but it's something that we should be sensitive to, that he lost his grandfather and we should be able to share besuras tovus. So that's on the one hand, that's, you know, part of the life cycle. The other part of the life cycle is a person's experiencing a yom tov. So on a person's birthday is a yom tov. I don't know if you know that the Ben Yoyada says on a person's birthday, it's Nasin Lo Yom Tov, for him it's Yom Tov, it's a very special day. It's a day that, you know, a person should be able to feel elevated and should be able to understand that he has his mazel is shining on that day. So today is, I believe, tonight is the beginning of the birthday of Tolly Reuben, right around now, in this area. So, so we're going to go into the dining room to wish him happy birthday. If you will, anyone that would like to come join us in the dining room for some kibbutz, Ari Coleman set it up. We're all welcome to join there. And Bezer Hashem, we're going to do some